Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message today is this: You are a cracked pot. Based on 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7, when St. Paul says these words: But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. So how does it feel today to be called a cracked pot? To be called a cracked pot or an earthen vessel is another way of saying that we are simply ordinary. We're plain. We're nothing special. Yet God calls us cracked pots and earthen vessels to carry His treasure to the world. St. Paul tells us, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are the vessels. What is the treasure? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul says, For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, always carrying about in our body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. What does that mean? Well, it means that we carry about in us, in our words and in our lives, Jesus, God's treasure for the world. Let's take a look at this treasure. In the birth and the earthly life of Jesus, we see that God is with us. Matthew 1:23 says this: The virgin will conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Almighty God and the baby of Bethlehem came to be with us in weakness. Now, what could be weaker than a newborn baby? He became, as a little baby, an earthen vessel alongside of us. He knows our every weakness. He knows your every crack, your every chip, and He loves you still. In the death of Jesus, we see that God is for us. In Philippians 2, we read these words: Jesus emptied Himself, taking the form of a servant, made in the likeness of men, and He humbled Himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. Almighty God, in the person of Jesus Christ, went to a shameful death on a cross. As an earthen vessel, there Jesus was broken for you and for me. On the cross, He made complete payment for all of our sins, everyone. He has made the payment for that sin that may still haunt you today. Yes, that sin is forgiven and paid for. In the resurrection of Jesus, we see that God is with us, God is for us, and God is in us. Yes, in us. Our little children are better theologians than we give them credit for, because often when we ask a little child, where does Jesus live? They will say, Jesus lives in my heart. Paul says the same thing in Colossians chapter 1. He says, Christ is in you, the hope of glory. And in Galatians 2, Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. My friends, you are an earthen vessel, but God has a use for cracked pots. God put His treasure in you and me, earthen vessels. We carry the love and the hope of Christ to the world. How much people in our world today need that love of God and the hope of Christ. As this health crisis continues and makes so many people feel isolated and alone, an earthen vessel like you and me is also fragile. God didn't put His treasure in a crush-proof box. Angels don't stub their toes. Plastic dashboard saints don't break when they're dropped. But God chose us, cracked pots and earthen vessels, to carry his treasure to the world. That old crackpot, St. Paul, said the same thing in 2 Corinthians 12. Paul says, God has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Paul says, therefore, I will boast about my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. For when I am weak, then I am strong. An earthen vessel is also fallible. You will mess up from time to time and sin, and so will I. We will spill, we will leak, because we're cracked pots. But the wonder of God's grace is that we continue to be the vessels that he chooses to bring his treasure to the world. An earthen vessel is also functional. It has a purpose. It has a job. And our calling as God's cracked pots and earthen vessels, our calling is to be willing to be filled. To be filled with the love of God so we can carefully and faithfully pour out that treasure for others. My friends, you are filled with the love and hope of Christ by the preaching and teaching of God's word and the reception of the holy sacrament of communion. You are filled with that hope and love of Christ so that you can take it from here and pour it out into the lives of others who need it so much. And that's how the church continues to grow. Our joy is found in being the earthen vessels that God has made us to be. We are God's number one choice to do this job. Now, just imagine God addressing the holy angels by saying, angels, you just won't do. I need fragile, fallible, functional vessels. I need human beings. They can best carry the treasure. They can best share the treasure with other earthen vessels and crackpots. In these current days of social isolation, ask God to show you creative ways of sharing that treasure with others. That treasure that we carry and pour out is hope in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3, verse 15 says, always be ready to give an account to everyone who asks you for the hope that is within you, and do it with gentleness and reverence. Now, what might that look like in real life situations? Just one example. Let's talk about family problems, marital problems, divorce, or wayward children. If you were hurting deeply from the pain of any of these realities, would you be helped by Christian condemnation or advice? Or would you be thirsty for someone to freely pour out to you hope and support in Jesus' name from one crackpot to another? God is calling each of us to be his crackpots and earthen vessels to gently and reverently carry the treasure of Jesus to others. And permit me to end this sermon today with a story about how I learned this valuable lesson when I was still in school, in seminary, learning to be a pastor. I was enrolled in a special class, experiencing ministry in the inner-city ghetto of North St. Louis, Missouri. After a brief introduction to the area by a worker with Lutheran Social Services, I went with him into the neighborhoods and homes of some very desperate and hurting and poor people. I was assigned to go into the rundown, unsafe apartment of a single mother who, out of desperation to feed her infant child, was selling herself as a prostitute. I was to share the Christian faith with her. When I knocked on the door of her apartment, and she opened the door just a crack, I noticed the mess. Cast off milk cartons, empty boxes of disposable diapers, and she said to me, "What do you want?" And I said, "I want to tell you about the love of Christ." She swung the door open, began cursing at me all the way down the hallway, and chased me outside. I had forgotten the words of the 1 Peter 3 text I just read to you earlier. Always be ready to share the hope that is in you to everyone who asks you. That was it. She didn't ask. I didn't give her the chance. I wasn't concerned with her needs. I was concerned with my own agenda. So I knew what I had to do. After a quick trip to a local store, I went back to her apartment. I brought with me a box of disposable diapers and a gallon of milk. I had planned to apologize, to give her these gifts and then leave. But when she saw that I was back and with the gifts I brought, she invited me in. I was thanked for the supplies. I held and cuddled the infant child. The young mother then told me her story. She shared her desire to get out of her current lifestyle, to find a new place to live. She asked me to pray with her and for her baby, and to see if the social services could help get her out of this mess. Later, reflecting upon this experience with the social worker, I discovered a valuable lesson that I have held on to for these many years, for these past 40 years. It is a lesson for each of us, fragile and fallible vessels, who by God's amazing grace have the hope and treasure of Jesus Christ in our heart to share with others. And what is that lesson? You're only an earthen vessel, but God has a use for cracked pots. Thanks be to God that He continues to use earthen vessels like us to carry the treasure of Jesus to others. In the name of Jesus, Amen.